dip there.
Or what is this disease that makes people's skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Or if I get a real bad pain right about here, I might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Or say that somebody ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to
indigestion.
Or if it comes back up, you say he had to
vomit.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Throw up.
Have you ever heard anybody say he had to puke?
Puke, yeah, I've heard that.
You don't use that though, do you?
Well, I say vomit. No.
Or somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where?
Huh?
Somebody who had to vomit, you say he's sick where?
Stomach ache?
Or he's sick?
Yeah, the stomach.
Or say somebody, one of your neighbors, had just heard something on the TV, and you might say, well, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over.
Here?
In other words, she came
me?
Over to
me?
Tell you about it? Or what about if you will, if you invite somebody to come see you later on in the day, and you might say, now if you don't come, you know, if you're going to be disappointed if they don't come, you might say, well, now if you don't come,
I'll be looking for you or something. I don't know.
Well, what about if somebody that you haven't seen in a long time, you might say, well, I sure am
glad to see you.
You ever hear people say something like, I sure am proud to see you?
Yeah.
Mean the same thing?
Same thing, proud and glad.
Well, what about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly, and he's probably getting serious about her, you'd say he's doing what? He's
cold enough, yeah.
Or talking about somebody like that, you would say that he is her
boyfriend
and she's his
girlfriend.
Or what about if he came home one night and his little brother saw some lipstick on his collar? He might say, uh-huh, I know what you've been doing. You've been
hugging, kissing.
Or what about if, let's say if he asked her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you say that she did what to him? She
denied him.
Or maybe, turned him down or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got
engaged.
And then they got
married.
At a wedding, you know, the man who stands up with the groom, he's the what?
Best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Maid of honor. Have you ever heard of, after a wedding, people going out to the couple's house and just celebrating and making a lot of noise and racket and carrying on like that? What do you call something like that?
Reception, I guess.
Reception. Have you ever heard that called a serenade?
I never talk of serenades.
Now, is that the same kind of thing?
It might be.